感谢主，今天早晨我们真是非常的欢喜。
Thank the Lord, we are just filled with joy this morning.
我们有16位弟兄姊妹回家了。
There are 16 new brothers and sisters who have accepted the Lord.
我想我们做基督徒都明白一件事情啊。
As a Christian, we all believe.
这个受浸呢，不是毕业啊，不是毕业典礼。
That baptism is not a form of graduation for a Christian.
这一个受浸呢，乃是一个新生活的开始。
But rather, baptism is the beginning of a new life.
从此之后，你们要过着一个新的生活。
And after baptism, we have a new life.
是在基督里面的生活。
A life in Christ.
啊，那么我们怎么样能把在基督里面的生活呢，能把它活得丰富呢？
And how can we live an abundant Christian life?
啊，未来日子我们要侍奉主。
And as we move forward, we serve God.
我们要怎么能把这个侍奉得好呢？
How do we serve well?
啊，我们未来呢，我们还要奔跑主的道路。
And we also have to run on this path.
我们要奔跑教会的路。
And we run on the pathway.
我们怎么能把这教会的路跑得对呢？
How do we walk this church life well?
其中有一个很重要的事情，
An important thing,
就是你要把圣经读好。
Is we have to read the Bible well.
啊，那么你要把圣经读到你的生活里面去。
And we need to be diligent in reading the Bible and living it out.
啊，那么我已经有过两次和弟兄姊妹讲到如何读圣经。
I've already spoke on this topic of Bible study twice.
啊，今天早晨呢，我还要再和弟兄姊妹一同来复习啊，怎么样能把圣经读好的
？And this morning, I would like to continue on this and review the points of how to read the Bible well.
我们好不好，请大家和我先一同来读一点点的圣经
？Would it be okay if we read the Bible first?
啊，我们打开创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
啊，我们先读第一节到第三节。
We'll read verses 1 through 3.
啊，这里说，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
我已经和弟兄姊妹说过啊。
And I already mentioned,
圣经本身里面就已经启示出了读经的路，读经的方法。
From the very beginning, the Bible already reveals to us how to read the Bible.
我觉得这是最好的方法。
And this, in my opinion, is the best way to do it.
甚至我可以这样说，这是独一的方法。
And I would even say this is the only way to read.
如果你要从主的话语里面能得着神的供应，
If we want to gain anything from the word,
这是唯一的一条路。
This is the only path to go on.
啊，我曾经把圣经中好几处的圣经把它放在一起。
And I've put all of these points together.
那我给弟兄姊妹一个比较综合的一个简单的一个原则。
And I've simplified the principles.
我不知道弟兄姊妹还记不记得啊。
I don't know if you still remember these.
那么今天早晨呢，我们再和弟兄姊妹复习一下。
And this morning we'll review these points again.
我请弟兄们把它打出来，好吧？
Have the brothers project those points for us.
这个话呢很简单。
These words are very simple.
我希望所有弟兄姊妹都能够牢记在心。
And I hope that we can remember these words.
啊，我们读中文的人一起把中文读一下，然后读英文的人把英文读一下。
Yeah, we'll read it first in Chinese and then in English.
啊，中文的先来。圣灵来解开圣经的话，释放出神生命气息的言语，使人认识基督，并得着基督的丰富。
In English, the Holy Spirit comes to reveal the words of the Bible. The Holy Spirit releases the words of life. The Holy Spirit enables people to know Christ and gain the riches of Christ.
那么，我把这句话呢，我要再做一点点的解释，希望弟兄姊妹 能够听清楚了。
And I would like to elaborate on these words so that we can understand it more clearly.
啊，我们晓得，我们相信耶稣，信耶稣最重要的就是得着基督，是吧
？The most important thing in believing in Christ is to gain Him.
约翰福音里面的话告诉我们，人有了神的儿子就有生命。
And the book of John tells us that as long as you have Christ, then you have the life.
所以你相信耶稣基督，你是要得着耶稣。
So if you believe in Jesus, that means you gain the Lord Jesus Himself.
我们曾经说过啊。
And we mentioned this in the
在哥罗西书的里面。
In the book of Colossians.
我想今天早晨我没有时间去读了。
I won't read it this morning.
啊，那里讲得很清楚。
But it speaks clearly of
神把一切所有的丰盛都具体的有形有体的放在基督里
that God the Father in His good pleasure put all the fullness in Christ
所有的知识智慧都在基督的里面
all wisdom and knowledge has been put in Christ
而神要把基督赐给我们
and thenGod gives Christ to us.
那么我们怎么样能从基督的身上能够得着这一个丰盛呢
Now, how do we gain this abundant life of Christ?
圣经很奇妙地告诉我们
And the Bible miraculously tells us
在约翰福音第一章第一节告诉我们
In John chapter 1 verse 1 it
太初有道道就是神
In the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God.
啊，我们知道那个道呢就是基督
and the word was God, so
那么这句话是什么意思呢
what does this phrase mean?
就很简单告诉我们神把基督放在我们的里面
it means that God put Jesus Christ in us
神如果要把这个基督的丰盛从我们里面释放出来
and if God were to allow the abundant life of Christ to be
神是怎么释放的呢
flowed out of us, how does he do it?
就借着话
He uses his words.
这是很奇妙的一件事情。
This is a very miraculous
但对基督徒来讲实在是非常的真实。
But for a Christian, this is very real.
所以你要得着神的话你就得着基督的丰富。
So if we gain the words of God, then we gain Christ himself.
所以因此你得救之后啊
So after you're saved,
在你的生活里面多了一件东西。
In your life, you have an extra entity.
什么东西呢
What is that?
就圣经。
It is the Bible.
你多了一本圣经。
You gain after believing in the Lord, you gain.
那么神把这个圣经给你啊
，an extra book which is the Bible.
是有很大的用意的。
And he gives you this word for purpose.
他不仅叫你去读
，not only that you read it.
不仅去记
，that you memorize.
你要明白
，but you believe it.
当你明白的时候
，and when you trust it.
那么你就自然的能从其中能够得着基督的丰富
Then naturally you will gain the abundance of Christ.
但是在这个过程的里面
But in this process,
我们知道需要有圣灵的工作
There has to be the work of the Holy Spirit.
我可以告诉弟兄姊妹
And I will tell you,
我蒙恩这么多年了
After being saved for so many years,
人凭着自己是读不好圣经的
Using your own knowledge, you can never
不管你多聪明
properly read the Bible, no matter how smart you are,
不管你的脑子多好
no matter how good your brain is,
你没有办法用你天然的智慧会得着圣经的好处。
You cannot use your natural abilities and wisdom to read the Bible.
这个不仅是我个人的领悟。
This is not only my own personal.
使徒保罗是一个有智慧的人。
But the Apostle Paul was someone who was very smart.
所以保罗也告诉我们。
And Paul would even tell.
凭着你天然的智慧，你是没有办法明白圣经的。
Using your natural wisdom, it's impossible to understand.
所以因此呢，我们要明白圣经。
So we have.In order for us to believe the Bible,
我们就需要有圣灵的工作。
We have to have the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以你一得救了
，So when you are saved,
圣灵就住在你的里面。
Then the Holy Spirit lives in you.
请你不要忘记
，Please don't forget.
这位圣灵是最好的老师。
This Holy Spirit is your best teacher.
所以你要容让圣灵在你里面解开圣经的话语。
You allow the Holy Spirit within you to reveal the words of God.
就好像创世纪第一章里面所讲的一样。
Just like in Genesis chapter 1.
圣灵运行在水面上。
It says that the Spirit of God moved and hovered.
我们上次讲过圣灵的运行在水面上就好像圣灵呼了一口气。
And we mentioned last time as the Spirit moves and hovers over the waters, it's as if God,
圣灵在神的话语上呼一口气。
It's as if God breathed this breath upon the waters.
神的话就变成活的了。
Then the word of God became life.
啊，这个带有生命气息的言语。
And these are the words of life.
使我们能够认识基督。
That we can know him.
并且可以得着在基督里面的丰富。
And we can gain the abundance in
Christ. 弟兄姊妹，你看见在创世纪第一章啊。
So brothers and sisters, we see from Genesis
神就运用这个原则创造了今天的天地。
He used the principles of creation.
但是这个呢，不仅神要创造这个天地。
But not only for the purpose of simply creating the world.
这里面也包含了属灵的原则，属灵生命的也原则在里面。
It actually contains a lot of spiritual principles.
非常的宝贵。
That are very precious.
所以当圣灵解开神的话语。
So as the Holy Spirit reveals and opens
up the word to us. 生命的气息出来的时候。
And this breath of life comes upon us.
这个生命就有权威。
Then this breath, this word has authority.
那么就有能力。
And it has power.
所以今天很多基督徒不懂得这个。
And many Christians don't understand.
你光用头脑读，用你自己的聪明智慧读，你得不到这个东西。所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经本身就把这个读经的方法已经告诉我们。
From the very beginning, the Bible already gives us an example of how to read.
并且这是个最简单的方法。
And this is the simplest way to read.
所有弟兄姊妹都可以运用的。
Any brother and sister can use this method.
神很公平啊。
God is very fair.
因为我们知道，在天然人的创造上面是不公平的。
Because the natural creation of man is not fair.
Yeah, 有的人生出来就很聪明。
Some people are born just naturally smarter than others.
有的人生出来就很笨。
And some people are born not as smart.
像我这个人一生出来记忆力就不大好。
And for example, myself, as soon as I was born, I have a poor memory.
不，也没那么坏了啊。
It's not terrible.
但是呢，要叫我背书什么东西，我是很困难。
But for me to memorize books, it's very hard for me to do.
哎呀，我真的很羡慕有人过目不忘。
And I really envy those who have a photographic memory.
所以我年轻的时候，人家告诉我，尼托森弟兄过目不忘。
And like Brother Watchman Nee of old, he had a photographic memory.
书看一遍就记住了。
He would just read it once and he remembers.
一本书给他一下就看完了。
And he reads so fast.
我碰见很多年长弟兄们也是，他们非常聪明。
And I've met a lot of elderly people who are very smart.
圣经的知识那么的丰富。
All the intellect and wisdom of the Bible.
我从前呢是人家告诉我你要这样读圣经，这样追求。我就追了半天很辛苦。
Some other people would tell me when I was younger that these are, gave me all these techniques
and methods of reading the Bible. 我天生就没有他们那么智，他们的聪明和智慧。
And I would fail because naturally I was not as smart as
我读了就忘了。
And when I would read it and I would
人家读了就记住了。
Other people would read it and they would remember it.
那你这样，你如果是这样读，你怎么能把圣经读好呢？
If you're like this, how can you read the Bible well?
你还说读很多的这个属灵的书籍。
And you read a lot of commentaries and spiritual books.
这个对我来讲就是很困难。
For me, it was really difficult.
我在学校就不大喜欢读书。
Even in school, I was not good at reading books.
结果糟糕，一得救了又要读书了。
And then I was...thinking, oh shoot, now that I'm a believer, I have to read another book. This is so painful.
哎呀，我也跟着别人读。
And I would read along with others.
啊，你知道我是被强迫读的。
And I was forced to read it.
我告诉你，我读了几十本呢。
And I've read it, I've read many books.
我呢，这个头脑不太好，但是我把保罗的书信全部背过了。
Even though my brain is not great, I've memorized all of Paul's epistles.
那是因为当初我们的弟兄们高压压的。
Because at the time, these older brothers forced us to do it.
当然我感谢他们了。
And of course, I'm thankful for that.
压我也背了，弄了半天我全部忘光光。
And after they forced me to do it, I did it, but I totally forgot all of it.
根本记不住。
It was impossible to remember.
哇，我在想读经读圣经要这样读，太辛苦了。
And I thought, well, if I were to read the Bible in this way, this is too painful.
终于有一天
，Finally one day,
主救我
，God saved me.
啊，主用圣灵在我里面点活一点。
And God used His Holy Spirit to ignite a fire.
我已经告诉弟兄姊妹，那是1965年的事情。
That was in 1965 when that happened.
主还好我年轻，主这么点一下就活了。
Thankfully, I was younger, and so the Holy Spirit ignited.
所以从那天开始起，我就懂得怎么样 跟随圣灵读圣经。
From that day forward, I understood how to use the Holy Spirit to read the Bible.
并且我觉得这个再活不过了。
And I realized that there's no other way to do it.
因为主给把这个活的言语给我。
Because he, God gave me this living word.
所以我才可以有很多的信息可以讲道。
So it produced a lot of messages within me.
不然你哪能讲那么多道啊，对不对？
Otherwise, it's impossible to come up with so many messages.
多么困难
啊！ It was so difficult.
所以我满心感谢我的主。
So I wholeheartedly thank the Lord.
Oh, the Lord is good. 真的，我真的从心里面说 ，the Lord is good.
From the depths of my heart, I can truly say that the Lord is good.
主真是好啊。
He is so good.
他根本没有为难我。
He, did not forsake me.
我们那些前面弟兄们不懂，是他们为难我，我也跟着做不好。
It was the brothers in the past who would put this pressure on me, and I couldn't do it well.
所以约翰到晚年的时候他就懂得了。
And it was just like John in his latter years, he finally understood.
神的恩典是给所有神的儿女。
That God's grace is for every child of God.
哎呀，不一定你非要进什么学校，读了多少东西，你才能够侍奉神，没有这个。
It's not that you have to go through seminary and read a bunch of, go through a
lot of lessons. 你只要循着神给你的路。
You just pick the path that God has placed you on.
是正确的路往前走。
And this is the accurate path, and you walk.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
你自然能够得着基督里面的丰富。
Naturally, you will experience and gain the abundance of.
所以呢，我们给弟兄姊妹这个原则，你记住。
So these three principles, I hope you can remember.
要让圣灵在你里面解开圣经的话语。
Is that you allow the Holy Spirit within you to reveal and open up His Word to us.
他自然释放出那个神生命气息的言语。
That He Himself would give you the words of life.
这个叫做 Living Word.
And that's why we call it the Living Word.
活的。
It's alive.
啊，我那个时候1960几年呢，读这个斯柏克弟兄的书啊。
And in the 1960s, I would read T. Austin Sparks books.
他的书里面到处都讲的 Living, Living, Living Word, Living Word, Living Word. 开头我也不懂。
In all of his writings, he would use this phrase, the living word, and he would mention it over and over again, and I did not understand it.
等到有一天我跟着圣灵，我懂了。
Until one day, I was able to follow the
living word. 什么叫做 living word?
Then I understood what the living word was.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
只有圣灵吹过气的这些话。
Only the words that were breathed out from the Spirit are living words.
从那天开始起，你开始认识基督的意义。
And from that day forward, I was able to understand the purpose of God.
并且不断地从基督里面支取神的丰富。
And continuously, I was able to gain from His abundant life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
尤其新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，
especially those who are newly,
从今天开始，你们要过新生活了。
New believers, today you have a new life.
但新生活里面一个很重要的事情，就把圣经读好。
In your new life, there's an important thing.
所以你牢记这个原则。
You need to read the Bible well.
你知道怎么样能把圣经读好。
So that you know how to read the Bible.
从前呢，我在弟兄姊妹中一碰见，哇，这个人蛮有知识，又聪明，我碰见他们，我都很害怕。
In the past, I would meet these really intellectual and smart people, and I would be intimidated.
尤其在他们面前要讲道，要讲话，或
者拘束，这个心
里紧张的不得了。
In their presence, I was very nervous.
要感谢主。
But thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，你只要顺着圣灵，摸着神活的言语。
Brothers and sisters, if you just touch the word of life led by His Spirit.
从那天开始起。
From that day forward,
我不管他什么圣经学者啦，圣经专家也好什么的，对我没有威胁。
For me, I wasn't limited to just commentaries or these theologists.
弟兄姊妹，我说这些啊，一点骄傲都没有的。
Brothers and sisters, I say this without any
我要鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹。
Any pride or boasting in me,
你可以做到的。
But it's to encourage all of us.
每个人都可以做到的。
It's doable for everyone.
如果你这样读圣经，
If you read the Bible in this way,
你看见圣经中所隐藏基督的丰富， 就在你的生活里。
That the Bible holds the secrets of the life of Jesus, and if it's opened up to us,
是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing that is！
啊，我想为着鼓励弟兄姊妹。
And I want to encourage
everyone. 我举些例子。
I'll give you an example.
我从前在那个旧会所的时候。
In our old church building.
啊，有一次呢，我在讲圣经中的十诫。Ten Commandments.
I was preaching on the Ten Commandments one time.
哇，那个很难讲，我都把它在台上把它解释。
It was so hard to preach on that and explain.
所以后来散了会了。
And after the meeting,
那我就准备开车回家。
I was gonna get in my car and drive home.
忽然一个美国弟兄啊跑来了。
And there was a Caucasian brother who came to me.
他就问我。
And he asked me.
哎，他说 ，brother son.
He said, brother son.
你是哪个神学院毕业的
？He said, "Which seminary did you graduate from?"
啊，我说我很不好意思，我说对不起，我没有进过神学院。
And I was shied away from it, and I said, "I apologize, I did not graduate from a seminary."
所以他就笑了。
So then he laughed.
他说：“哦，你这个是 homeschool, right? Homeschool."
And he laughed and said, "Oh, you must be homeschooled."
哦，我说 right, homeschool, 对，
said,
我就在家里面学的。
He said, I said, yes, I was homeschooled.
后来呢，有弟兄姊妹告诉我。
And then later, some brothers and sisters told me.
所以你知道刚才那个美国人是谁吗
？Do you know who that other brother was?
他是我们呢附近一个神学院的副校长。
He was the head of school at this seminary.
啊，那天不知道怎么他跑到我们这来听到了。
For some reason, that day he came and listened. He sat in the pews.
他觉得这个年轻人，不错，在台上讲的十诫讲的还不错。
That day he thought, oh, this young guy, explained the.
所以他很好奇啊，他跑来问我是哪里学的。
He was curious and asked me where I went to seminary.
我满心感谢我的主。
I wholeheartedly thank the Lord.
做基督徒啊，其实是很容易的。
As a Christian, it's very easy to be a Christian.
学属灵的事情呢，没有那么麻烦的。
And learning spiritual things is not that complicated.
是人把它搞得很复杂。
It's that man we have made it.
你回到圣经里面都是简单的。
But when you come back to the Word of God,
神从来没有为难我们。
God has never disappointed us.
你看在。从天主教到基督教里面整个的情况。
So you look at from Catholicism to Christianity.
人呢、啊、要用很苦的方法好像才能够得着一点点。
And you see the history of how man put so much effort, painstaking effort to gain so little.
所以我们有弟兄形容啊。
So there was a brother who put it this way.
就好像约翰福音四章里面那个撒玛利亚的妇人呢、啊、要到雅各的井里面去打水。
It's as if in the four Gospels, the Samaritan woman went to the wells of Jacob to get water.
圣经怎么说呢
？What did the Bible say?
圣经说呢，这个雅各井又深。
The Bible said depicted the wells of Jacob to be extremely deep.
我们又没有打水的器具。
And we don't have a scooper to or a ladle to access the water.
所以你好不容易苦苦的在里面打出一点点的水。
So you have to put so much effort just to draw up some of that water.
结果喝了，马上又渴了。
And as soon as you drink of that water, you become thirsty.
又要重新去打水，对吧
？And you have to try so hard to.
所以主对撒玛利亚的妇人怎么说呢
？So the Lord Jesus said to the
Samaritan woman, 你只要相信我
，He said, "You just believe me."
我就能把活水赐给你。
And I will give you living waters.
叫你永远不需要再来打水。
So that you will never thirst again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
主的话，如果你读进去了
，The word of God， if you're able to read it，
你就知道主是恩典的主。
You will realize that our God is a merciful
God. 他从来没叫我们为难过。
He will never disappoint us.
所以弟兄姊妹，请记得
，So please remember。
你一蒙恩得救，圣灵就住在你的里面。
As soon as you believe in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit enters into your life.
从你蒙恩得救那天开始
，And from that day forward,
你要跟着圣灵读圣经。
You need to read the Bible with the Holy Spirit.
啊，让圣灵吹生命的气息。
And allow the Holy Spirit to breathe this breath of life.
然后呢，弟兄姊妹们，你里面得着这个供应。
then you will gain this abundance.
因为神把丰富放在基督里。
Because God placed all the fullness in
Christ. 而借着他的话把这个丰富释放出来。
And through his word, he releases that fullness to us.
我不晓得我这样讲弟兄姊妹清楚吗？
Are you guys following what I'm saying?
我想我的恩赐也就这么多了。
My gifts are limited.
如果你听不懂我也没办法。
If you don't understand, then I don't know how else to say.
不要忘记回去问圣灵啊。
But don't forget, when you go home, ask the Holy Spirit.
若是你们比较老练的基督徒。
Those of you who are more experienced in Christ,
你已经明白这个道理了。
And you believe this message,
帮助这些年幼的弟兄姊妹。
You would help the younger ones.
他们不懂的问，你跟他解释清楚。
If they don't understand, then you can explain it to them.
弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
这实在是一条蒙福的路。
This is a blessed path.
对我来讲，这是唯一读经的路。
And to me, this is the only way to read.
你不需要找其他的方法去读。
You don't need to find some other method.
所以仰望主自己的恩典。
So we look to the Lord's mercy.
圣经自己就把读经的方法、读经的道路启示出来了。
The Bible itself tells us the way in which we should read it.
并且是在创世纪第一章哦。
And it tells us in Genesis chapter 1.
圣经一开头就先把这个读经的路给我们指明了。
Right when you open up the Bible, it tells us the path and how to read the Bible.
圣灵的运行。
The movement of the Holy Spirit.
然后神说话。
And then God speaking.
哇，天地就创造出来了。
And then the creation of heaven and earth happened.
弟兄姊妹，这个对你来讲是什么意义啊？
What does this mean to you and I?
这对我们来讲
To us,
如果我们得着神这个生命气息的言语
if we have gained from this breath of life,
这个言语自然的有权威有能力
and we have this word open to us and we recognize that this word has authority and power,
所以实在是太宝贵了
this is truly a precious thing.
那么感谢主啊
and we thank God,
在创世纪第一章的里面
in Genesis chapter 1,
神创造天地用了六天。
God used six days to create the world.
那么他就说明了这个创造是从最简单到最复杂。
And it's sequential from the most simplest creation to the most complex.
他也讲到我们属灵生命的成长从最浅的开始往最深的走。
It also signifies that from our, in our spiritual growth, it goes from the simplest things
to the
more complicated in-depth things. So there is a process, and this process is important.
我就说像我们进学校读书一样。
For example, when you start school,
你从幼稚园开始一直读到那个研究所，这个中间一个过程。
You start from elementary school, and then you go up into the upper levels of education.
所以你要天天跟随圣灵。
There's a process, just like every day we need to daily follow the Holy Spirit. Some will follow more quickly.
就是因为你跟随圣灵跟随得快。
It's because you are willing to follow the Spirit faster.
所以弟兄姊妹们希望我们能记得。
And I hope we can remember.
所以这六天的创造。
So the process through the six days of creation.
讲到我们属灵经历的六个不同的情况。
It speaks of the different, aspects of our spiritual life.
啊第一天。
Day one.
神说有光光就出来了。
The Lord said, God said, let there be light and the
light. 黑暗就退去了。
And darkness fled away.
啊我想这个我不要再讲了。
I don't need to speak more on
this. 有弟兄告诉我说你这个头一天就讲了两次。
Some brother said, on just the first day of creation, you spoke on it twice already.
其实我今天还可以讲我再讲就第三次。我不讲了。
I could actually speak today a third day, but I'll spare you.
你记得。
But please remember.
对付仇敌最好的工具是什么呢
To counter Satan's ways, the best method is,
就是神生命的言语
is using the word of life.
神生命的言语的光一进来，基督的光一进来，
the word of life from God enters into us, and the life of Christ is gained in us.
黑暗自然就退去了。
And we live that out, then automatically darkness will flee. It's very simple.
哎，我们有时候说，哎呦，我这个难处好大，谁也不能解决。
Sometimes we get into some troubles or difficulties in life.
太黑了。
And we feel like it's too complicated, it's too dark.
主说很简单。
But God says to us, it's very simple.
只要有基督一点的光进来。
Just allow a tiny bit of the light of Christ.
整个黑暗就退去。
Then all of the darkness will flee.
啊，那么今天呢，我们来讲讲这个第二天。
But today, let's talk about the second day of creation.
那请弟兄姊妹和我一起读一下《创世纪》第一章的第六节到第八节。
So please read with me Genesis, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8.
神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下。神就造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了。事就这样成了。神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨，是第二日。
Then God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters from which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse, and it was so. And God called the expanse sky, and there was evening and there was morning, a second day.
这第二天呢，我们看见呢，神说话。
The second day we can see that God spoke again.
这个带着权威能力的话出来了。
And authority and power was there.
结果神创造了什么呢？
And what did God create that day?
神创造了天。
He created the sky.
啊，那么我们叫做 sky， 有的人叫 firmament 啊，
Some people,
给神创造了这么一个。
In certain translations in the English, it's like the expanse or the firmament, but it is the sky.
我们知道神为什么要创造这个天呢？
Why did God create the sky?
因为神是为着人来预备的。
He created this as a preparation for man.
不仅为着人，
not only for man,
也为着所有的生物预备的。
But all living things.In this world.
啊，因为神最后要创造人呢。
Because lastly, God created.
他要把这个环境呢，把它变得适合人可以生活。
And he wanted to prepare the environment to be suitable for man to
live. 所以神就创造了天。
So God created the sky.
而在这个天空里面有几样重要的东西。
And in this sky, there are some important things.
我想我们从小学读书的时候啊，我们就读到了。
I think from the elementary school levels,
人的生活最重要的有三样事物，对不对？
We were taught that in man's in order for us to survive.
你记得是什么吗？
Do you remember those three things?
啊，第一个是什么？水要有水，
you have
对不对？
To have water
没有水
to
人不能活的。
If you don't have water, you can't live.
第二个呢？
The second thing.
要有阳光，没有阳光你也活不了。
You have to have sunlight. If you don't have sunlight, you can't.
第三个。
And the third thing.
空气。
You have to have oxygen.
是吧？这三样东西是我们今天活在地上的最重要的三样东西啊。
And these three things are the most essential things to life.
少了一样你都活不了了。
And if you're missing one of these, you can't live.
对不对？这是神的恩典。
Right, this is God's mercy to us.
所以今天地上不管好人、活人、坏人，他都在呼吸。
No matter if you're a good person or an evil person, you're all breathing oxygen.
他都有水喝。
You're all, we're all drinking water, and we're all living by sunlight.
但在这里，第二天这里所创造的啊，首先他提到的是这个空气。
But on the second day, the thing that it emphasizes here is the atmosphere, the oxygen.
哦，我们知道今天我们活在地上，人没有空气呢是不行的。
We know that if we don't have oxygen, we can't live.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们这个小小的地球啊
，But on this tiny globe that we live in,
这个表面上呢有很浅薄的一层的空气。
On the surface, there's a layer of oxygen.
你知道我们就是活在这个浅浅的空气里面。
And we live on this superficial layer that has oxygen.
我中学读书的时候我懂得这个道理了。
When I was in middle school, I understood this concept.
Okay.
Thank you.
哎，我说啊，哎呦，太危险了。
I thought, this is too dangerous.
就这么一地球表面这么一浅浅的一层空气，我们就活在空气，有一天这空气跑掉了怎么办呢？
On the surface of the earth, there's only this thin layer of oxygen that we exist in.
我年轻的时候啊，我读到那，我就害怕起来了。
And it, as a middle schooler, I was afraid that what if one day this oxygen was gone?
感谢神，神的恩典呢。
But thank God, his with His mercy.
神让这个空气啊，几千年都还保持在那里。
That throughout the days of creation, God has preserved this layer of oxygen for us.
科学家告诉我们。
And the scientists tell us,
今天呢，我们这个空气层呢，大概最高到十万公里，对不对？是十万公里嘛？对，它这个到十万公里就变成这个飞行的天花板了啊！就是在这个里面呢，啊，人活在这么一个空气里面。
十万 ？Is that
ten kilometer?
Ten thousand? 100,000?
一公里是什么？一个 kilometer.
Okay, so the scientists tell us that oxygen, this dome of oxygen that we have, extends 100 kilometers
no,
above.
No, ten kilometers. 很短，没有 hundred， 那只有十公里呀。
Ten kilometers.
对，只有十公里呀。
100,000, 1,000. I don't know my Chinese numbers, sorry.
Okay.
1,000?
Okay, 我们不要去研究这个东西啊。反正你知道这个是浅浅的一层空气。
We don't need to dwell on the numbers, just know that there's a very thin layer on this globe where we can exist.
我想弟兄姊妹你们有爬山的经验对不对
I think many of you have experience with hiking.
我有知道中国去爬山。
Once I went to China and I hiked.
只不过爬到5000多公尺上下。
Oh boy, what is that? Five
thousand 公尺。
5,000 kilometers. 5,000 meters.
那 meter, 5,000 meters 啊，不是 kilometer， 你放，是大概是差不多5000公尺。
When I hiked approximately up to 5,000 meters,
哇，我就不能呼吸了。
I could not breathe anymore because
the air, 空气变得很稀薄。
The air was so thin.
所以呢，我们就去买这个氧气罐子。
So we had to purchase these oxygen tanks.
所以你到那里，你就弄个氧气罐，每个人都这样拿个氧气罐。
So everyone was sucking in on these oxygen tanks.
再高一点。
And if you go a little bit higher,
你就不能呼吸了。
You can't breathe anymore.
所以你看这个空气层呢，就这么一点而已啊。
So you can see that this layer in which we can live in is only
so high. 但是非常重要，对不对
？But it's so critical.
因为呢，这是神为人预备的生活的一个空间。
Because this is the boundaries in which God created for us to survive in.
所以呢。神为的每一个人预备这个空气。
And God created this for everyone.
感谢神呢。
And we thank God.
今天我们坐在这里，呼吸自由。
Today we can breathe freely.
你知道这是恩典。
And this is mercy.
所以我们知道人是需要空气的。
We as humans, we need oxygen.
我们知道植物也需要空气，动物也需要空气。
We know that all the living things of this world need oxygen.
但最重要的是人要有空气。
But most importantly is that humans, we need oxygen.
我们呼气有两方面的难处。
There are two difficulties.
一个是你本身身体不行，你肺不好了。
It's one your natural physical ability if your lungs are not good.
像我去年呢，这个支气管炎发作，我才懂得啊。
Last year I had bronchitis, and so I understand how difficult it is.
哇！突然这个支气管炎发作了。
All of a sudden I was not able to breathe because of the.
我发现一件什么事情呢
？What did I realize?
我不能呼吸了。
I realized I could not breathe.
不是没有空气了，是我不能呼吸了。
It wasn't that there was a lack of oxygen. I
哇，
could not,
非常的痛苦啊
！I couldn't breathe because of my lungs.
大口大口的向里面吸气，他不能吸气。
I tried taking big deep breaths and no oxygen was going in.
我感谢主，还是 后来呢给我有药把它医治就好了。
But thank God, due to medication, I was healed.
哎呦，所以我常讲，我们要因着我们能呼吸，你要感谢主啊。
So I always say that with every breath that we're able to have, we need to thank God.
所以你一呼一吸都要感谢主。
Every single breath that you take, you need to thank God.
是吧？你要一个身体可以呼吸。
That is how our body works. We.
那么第二个坏处什么呢
？The second thing that is a problem.
就是全世界在讨论这个 air pollution.
Is that the whole world is talking about air pollution?
我们知道今天。你如果要活得健康，你需要新鲜的空气，对不对
？Today, if you want to survive, you need fresh air.
你没有新鲜的空气，你活得很痛苦啊。
If you don't have fresh air, then it's hard to survive.
感谢主帮摆在西雅图这个有好空气的地方。
Thank God that we live in Seattle where we have fresh air.
我曾经跑到世界上有很多地方去啊，呦，一到那里去，灰蒙蒙的。
I've been to places in the world where as soon as you enter the city, it's just dark with pollution.
因着人的自私，因着人的贪心。
Because of man's smartness and their greed.
他为了要赚钱。
That they want to make a lot of money.
结果破坏了整个的空气，城市的空气。
They completely destroyed the air in the city.
所以那些人天天都活在那个肮脏的空气底下。
And so these people lived every day and night in this polluted air.
所以因此就很多的病就出来了。
So a lot of diseases would arise.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
神先创造这个空间中间有空气。
God first created this layer in which we can live in.
哇，这是非常重要的一件事
情。It has oxygen, and this is such an important thing.
啊。不仅我们天然的生命，我们是需要呼吸的。
Not only does our natural life need this fresh air,
属灵的生命也需要呼吸的。
But in our spiritual life, we also need to breathe.
所以你们有没有听过有人讲说属灵的空气要好
？So you may have heard people say we need a good spiritual atmosphere.
如果属灵的空气不好。
If the spiritual atmosphere is not healthy,
基督徒的生活也不健康的
then the life of the Christian will not be healthy.
啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
我们刚才唱的那首诗歌
Earlier, the song that we sang,
我们基督徒一个正常的生活是可以呼吸的
is that our normal life is that we breathe in and out.
啊，我们把这个浊气呼出去，新鲜空气吸进来。
We breathe out the carbon dioxide and we breathe in the fresh air.
基督徒的生活就健康了。
Or that we breathe out the bad things and then we breathe in the good. And this is how our Christian life can thrive.
我们知道神在这里创造这个天呢。
You know that when God created the sky,
这个天在属灵的事情上面是一个重要的一个意念。
And this creation of the sky has an important thought.
啊，你看我们圣经中啊，因为这个太多了，我今天早晨没办法解释这个天。
There's too many things that we could talk about just with the creation of the sky.
这个恐怕用一个特会都讲不完。
Even if we use an entire conference, we can't fully explain
it. 我们讲到神的国度是天国。
We talk about God's kingdom as the kingdom of heaven.
我们是天上的子民。
We're people of heaven, of the sky.
我们是属天的。
We are of the sky, of heaven.
我们要吃天上的粮。
And we need to eat heavenly food.
哇，圣经中关于这个天的这个圣经节多得不得了、啊。
And there's so many explanations of the heavens or the sky.
但是我简单的和弟兄姊妹们说明一下。
But very simply put,
这个天跟这个地是对立的，在圣经里面。Earth.
The sky, the heavens and the earth are, they oppose each other.
啊所以我们讲说我们是属天的。
So we say that we are of heaven.
所以我们不能属地。
So we can't be of the world.
我们要脱开这个属地的捆绑。
We need to depart from the bondages of the world.
所以在属灵的事上你怎么样使这个属灵的空气被污染呢
So in our spiritual lives, how can we not be bound by these worldly things?
就是你把属地的东西带进来了。
It's because we've brought earthly things into our lives, and that's why we are bound to this.
如果今天教会也是一样。
So today the church is the
same. 你把这个属地的东西啊带到教会里面来了。
You bring the things of the world into the church.
这个教会的空气啊就变得什么浑浊了。
Then it pollutes the spiritual atmosphere in the church.
哦，我们今天看见这今天地上众教会所碰见的很大的问题。
And this is a huge problem with many churches in the world today.
因为撒旦不断地愿意把世界的东西、属地东西带到神的百姓当中。
Because Satan wants us to be filled with the things of the world and bring it into the church.
我曾经去有些聚会啊。
I've been to some gatherings.
我一碰见那个弟兄姊妹就告诉我。
And when I encounter, when I have conversations with brothers and sisters.
他说孙弟兄我在这里不能呼吸了。
They would tell me, brother, son, I can't breathe here.
我快窒息了。
I'm suffocating here.
Yeah, 他说这个聚会整个的空气啊叫你感觉上不能呼吸。
The entire atmosphere here makes it so that I can't breathe.
因为他把太多属地的东西带进来了。
Because they brought too many things of the world into the church.
讲台是属地的。
And even the preaching is of the world.
讲台上面讲都是地上的事情。
And they just preach the things of the world.
弟兄姊妹们也是把世界上的东西都带到教会里面来。
And brothers and sisters have brought all the things of the world into the church.
我们晓得天主教给我们很大的一个警惕，有千年的黑暗时代。
Catholicism should give us a huge warning after being in darkness for
你要活在那个时代，你很痛苦啊。
To live in those times, it was painful.
你好像不能呼吸。
It's as if you can't breathe.
他们把所有宗教的事物、败坏的事物都带到教会里面来。
You're suffocating because of all these religious practices.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要很小心。
We have to be very careful.
不能把属地的东西、属地的事物带到教会的里面来。
You can't bring the things of the world and bring it into the church.
因为这个呢，会使属灵的空气被污染。
Because this will pollute the spiritual atmosphere.
啊，那么我们怎么样才能够呼吸到新鲜的空气呢？
How do we have access to this fresh air?
需要神生命的言语。
We need the words of life from the Holy Spirit.
哇，当神那个生命的言语进到教会里面的时候。
And when the words of life enter the church.
哎呀，你忽然感觉这个里面很舒畅。
All of a sudden there's freedom.
好像新鲜的空气进来了。
It's like taking a breath of fresh air.
所以我们每个弟兄姊妹都需要好好读圣经。
So every brother and sister, we need to read the Bible well.
用功读圣经。
We need to be diligent in reading.
更重要的是
and more importantly,
要跟随着圣灵的这个引导读圣经。
We need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we read the Bible.
所以你看为什么每年呢有很多基督徒常常要开特会呢？
So why is it that we oftentimes will have special meetings or
conferences? 我们不仅是需要神话语的亮光。
We not only need the light from His Word.
真正好的聚会。
And we need to pursue after.
哎呀，叫你聚完之后，这个灵里面非常的舒畅。
And to the point where your spirit is set free.
弟兄姊妹记得吧？前年我们在这个西雅图的那次西岸特会。
You remember a couple of years ago at the. WCCC here in
Seattle. 神实在是怜悯我们，对不对
？God was very merciful to us.
哎呀，那一年的聚会啊，
弟兄
姊妹个个都能感觉到。
A lot of people were able to feel.
散了会，好多弟兄姊妹来跟我讲。
After the meeting, a lot of people came to.
他说我们已经好多年没聚到这么好的聚会了。
They would say that after so many years, I finally experienced the quality meeting.
你能感觉到他那么舒畅。
And they were so free.
因为什么？呼吸到新鲜空气。
It's because they were able to take a breath of fresh air.
因为那个聚会里面呢，我们看见弟兄姊妹的祷告的灵非常的释放。
Because in that meeting, we could see the freedom in the saints' prayers.
以至于主的话进来说带进大量生命的供应。
And then the word of God came in and supplied us greatly.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要我们的聚会光景好啊。
Today, if you want to have a quality,
我们需要祷告啊。
High quality church meeting, we need to pray.
需要把自己向主敞开啊。
We need to devote ourselves to the
Lord. 需要跟随圣灵的引导啊。
We need to lead.
我们为着教会的讲台祷告，为着教会神儿女的交通祷告。如果圣灵能够解开圣经的话，我们里面得着了生命的供应。
Then inside we have this supply of abundance.
那是再舒畅不过的事情。
And that's something that is incomparable.
有一次在一个特会。
There was a special meeting one time.
我们年长弟兄在台上讲道的时候，
There was an elderly brother who preached.
他那个道非常简单。
And his message was very simple.
呀，我们想说这个特会怎么讲这么简单的道？
And people thought, well, at this conference, his message was so simple.
但是呢，你坐在那个聚会里面呢。
But if you were sitting in that meeting,
你能够感觉到那个空气呀，非常的好。
You can sense the quality of the atmosphere.
所以我记得很清楚，我们散会了，我跟一个弟兄一起走路回宿舍。
I remember as the meeting departed, I was walking back to our dorm.
我们两个就谈到今天的这个信息。
He and I were talking about the message that we.
我说今天我们年长的弟兄讲的非常简单。
We were saying that, oh, today that our elderly brother gave such a simple message.
但是我觉得那个话非常的清新啊。
But I felt like that message, that word was so fresh.
哎，那个弟兄说，我有这个感觉啊。
And that brother said, I felt the same way.
他说我好像洗了个澡一样。
Felt like I took a shower.
哇，全身都觉得干净。
That I felt so clean.
所以你看见弟兄姊妹，那个从圣灵吹气息所产生生命的言语。
So you can see that the Holy Spirit breathing the breath of life.
它会带来奇妙的果效。
And bring out the living word.
能够叫我们在主面前得到主给我们这个供应。
And you could see this abundant supply to us.
所以今天在地上。
So today in this world.
基督徒个人的生活也好。
The individual Christian life
整个教会的生活也好。
Needs to be good. The church life
我们需要有这样生命的言语。
We need to have, in order to have the,
我们要好好的祷告。
We need the word of God.
求主的灵运行在聚会的里面。
We need to pray that the Holy Spirit would reign.
让圣灵对着聚会吹生命的气息。
That every time we gather, the Holy Spirit would breathe that breath of life.
让那个生命的言语进到我们中间。
That the word of life would enter into us.
哇，这个天空就分开了。
Then heaven and earth would be separated.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神用说话创造了天地。
God used his words.To create heaven and earth.
哥罗西书特别告诉我们，这个天地是在基督里面创造的。在基
Galatians.
Yeah, Galatians.
You know, in Galatians, he says that
Colossians. Sorry.
Colossians.
Yeah.
Colossians.
Yeah.
He says, what did he say?
说世界是在基督里面创造的。
Is in Colossians it says that.The world was created in Christ.
所以这告诉我们，你不在基督里面。
So if you're not in Christ,
你就没有得到这个丰富。
Then you don't have this abundance.
所以只有出于生命的气息的言语。
So only through the words of life.
解开了圣经的话语。
It opens up the words of the Bible.
释放了基督的意义。
Releases to us the meaning of.
那个才有权威，才有能力。
Then there is power and authority.
所以这是神给我们极大的恩典。
So this is the grace of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
从我们一蒙恩得救开始。
From the moment we are saved.
我们要追求一个丰富的属灵生活。
We need to pursue after an abundant spiritual.
我们要追求一个好的侍奉，叫主能称许的。
We need to pursue after a good service that is acceptable to the Lord.
我们要能走一条路是叫神能够喜悦的。
We need to walk on a path that is pleasing to
God. 是条对的路。
Which is an accurate path.
所以你必须把圣经读好了。
So you have to read the Bible well.
那么你要按照神给我们的方式那么来读圣经。
And read it according to the pattern and the methods that God has shown us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
创世纪第一章让我们看见第二天
In Genesis chapter 1, the creation of the second day,
我们需要有属灵的空气。
We need to have the spiritual atmosphere.
所以呢需要神生命的言语。
We need the words of life.
所以我们感谢主的恩典。
We thank the Lord for His grace.
他把这个最简单的路和方法给了所有弟兄和姊妹。
He's given us the simplest way.
所以按照我的意思呢
In my opinions,
你读圣经不需要去找什么方法的。
When you read the Bible, you don't need to find some other method.
Yeah, 我现在可以大胆地这么说，你不需要别的方法。
And I can say this plainly and openly that you don't need to find
another way. 因为圣经本身已经告诉我们那个读经的路在哪里。
Because the Bible itself already tells us the way in which we should.
希望我们的弟兄姊妹们回到这条路上来。
And may all the brothers and sisters, may we all come back to this.
所以我把我所能领会的告诉弟兄姊妹。
So I can only share on what the Lord has showed me.
我只有仰望圣灵带领所有的弟兄和姊妹。
We rely on the Holy Spirit to lead every brother and sister.
但愿在主回来之前
that before the Lord returns,
我们多多的从圣经里面得着神恩惠的言语。
May we gain more of the words of life from the Bible.
让我们属灵生活丰富。
That our spiritual life would be full of
abundance. 好叫主的国度降临的时候
So that when the kingdom of heaven comes,
我们可以丰丰富富进神的国
That we can abundantly enter in.
啊，愿主祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹
May the Lord bless all the brothers and sisters.
我们今天呢，没办法，只能讲到第二天
Today we can only talk up to day two.
如果再讲第三天的话呢，大家就没饭吃了。
If we talk about day three, then we'll go right into our lunchtime.
要靠主的恩典。
So we'll rely on the grace of God.
若主喜悦。
May we gain His pleasure.
下一次我们讲第三天。
And if He is pleased, maybe next time we can talk
about
day three.
我们先低头再祷告。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，今天早晨我们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we're gathered here before you.
心中有说不出来的喜乐。
We have joy that is unspeakable.
我们不仅看见有16位弟兄姊妹回家了。
Not only did we see 16 brothers and sisters return home.
我们为着他们欢喜快乐。
For them we are so glad.
因为这些都是你劳苦的功效。
Because this is all your work.
我们要把敬拜感谢归给你。
So we give you all the worship and thanksgiving to you.
我们也求主在这不多的时间里面。
So Lord, in our short lives,
教导我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
Teach all of us.
如何能在基督里过一个丰富的生活。
How to live an abundant life in Christ.
主啊，我们需要你那个生命的言语。
Lord, we need your words of life.
我们求你借着圣灵运行在你百姓的当中。
May you use your spirit and move among us.
但愿那位真理的圣灵。
That the spirit of truth.
亲自吹气息在圣经上。
Would breathe his breath of air on the Bible.
让弟兄姊妹所读的都是活的言语。
So that when all the brothers and sisters read it, it will be life.
是可以照亮我们的生活的。
That it can change our and supply our lives.
是可以供应我们的生命的。
It can be sustenance to our lives.
主啊，我们知道这是你给我们的恩惠。
And this is your desire.
所以我想所有的弟兄姊妹都可以蒙恩的。
And every brother and sister can be blessed.
我们从欢喜的心里面把感谢赞美归给你。
With a thankful heart, we give you our worship.
谢谢你的同在。
We thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.